Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
See what a morning, glorious and bright, with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem. Folded the grave clothes, tomb filled with light, as the angels announce Christ is risen. See God's salvation plan, wrought in love, born in pain, paid in sacrifice. Fulfilled in Christ the man, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. See Mary weeping, where is he laid? As in sorrow she turns from the empty tomb, hears a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. With the Father, Ancient of Days, through the Spirit who clothes faith with certainty, honor and blessing, glory and praise to the crown, crown with power and authority. And we are raised with him, death is dead, love has won, Christ is conquered, and we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead, and we are raised with him, death is dead, love is won, Christ has conquered, and we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is your help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord. Have you not seen how all your longings have been granted in what he ordained? Praise to the Lord who does prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. If with his love he befriends you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ask you to be seated for just a moment, please, and look to your worship bulletin. Find there at the top of page 4 the reminder of the gospel from Romans chapter 4, verses 24 to 25. And in that text, Paul is talking about Abraham, who hundreds and hundreds of years earlier believed the promises of God, and his belief was, through his belief, faith or justness or righteousness was reckoned to him. Kind of mixing up all my words this morning, I apologize. And so even in the Old Testament, where it looks like people have rules to follow and keep and all those kinds of things, people are saved and made right with God in the same way that they are in the New Testament, by faith. So Abraham looks to God in faith and believes what God says, and God says, "You're righteous." God gives to him his own righteousness. And so Paul's talking about that and how righteousness was accounted or reckoned to Abraham, and he says, "Righteousness will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification." And so in that text, we find the aspects of the Easter Sunday that we celebrate today. This past Friday, Good Friday, why do you call it good when Jesus was crucified? Well, it was good because Jesus was delivered for our trespasses. And when we had built up a debt of transgressions and disobediences and rebellion against God that deserved death, Jesus was delivered to death in our place. But not only that, he was raised for our justification. See, without the resurrection, the death of Christ means nothing. He didn't just die to be a good example for us so that we would be humble and willing to give up our lives. He died to remove our sin, and then God raised him from the dead to say, "I receive the offering, the work of Christ on the behalf of sinners." And so the reason we have hope is because of the resurrection. The death of Christ means nothing apart from it. And so we rejoice in the resurrected Savior who has been delivered for our transgressions and our disobedience, but also raised for our justification. His perfect life can be ours. Our sin becomes his. His perfect life becomes ours. How? By faith. There's nothing we can do to earn or receive that. Would you take just a moment to consider that together with me in a silent prayer? And in this, if you're a follower of Christ, I encourage you to, again, repent of sin and hope in the provision that God has made for you through Christ. And if you're not a follower of Jesus, consider these things and ask, what kind of God would do such a thing, who would demand perfect holiness from me and then give it to me? Who would say, death is the penalty for your sin, and then die for me. What kind of God would do this? Let's consider those things together for just a moment quietly before we sing again, all right? Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, we who are followers of Christ rejoice in the provision that you have made. And out of that provision, desire to follow after you and love you and serve you and enjoy you. And we thank you for your provision for us to do even that. And I pray for folks, friends who have come today, who may not be followers of Christ. For our own children who come because their parents bring them. Oh God, today, let them consider and understand what kind of God would do this. Only a God who loves me infinitely. Only a God who is gracious beyond measure. Only a God who is full of mercy. And there is but one. You are the one true God who has provided for us these things, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together again. We'll sing of the provision of Christ in the cross.
My worth is not in what I own, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds of love at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in Him no other. My soul satisfied in Him alone. As summer flowers we fade and die, fame, youth, and beauty hurry by, but life eternal calls to I will not boast in wealth or might, or human wisdom's fleeting light, but I will boast in knowing Christ at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in Him no other. My soul is satisfied in Him alone. To wonders here that I confess my worth and my value fixed, my ransom paid at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in Him no other. My soul is satisfied in Him alone.
You would turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. We'll be reading that this morning. As we were singing, I was thinking that the passage that we're about to read in many ways is just Paul's statement of what we just sang, of how he boasted in Christ and treasured Christ alone. In this passage, Paul teaches us that even the most careful life is worthless in terms of obtaining Christ. It just won't do it. And the reward of having and knowing Christ is of far more value than all the rewards of anything that we could attain that we make up in our own strength. Follow along as we read verses 1 through 16. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe to you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the real circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law of Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we are reminded by this passage that we are helpless and hopeless without you. Even our best efforts and even our highest righteous attainments stack up like trash compared to the infinite treasure of Christ and his righteousness. Help us, like Paul, to see and appreciate the immeasurable riches that we have in Christ. Father, if we have all riches in Christ, then we need not grasp at other things. We need not be distracted by giving our lives to the pursuit of things that simply don't matter in comparison to Christ. Father, you are generous beyond our comprehension that you would give us this greatest treasure. So may we praise you and fear you and follow you as we ought. Father, you have entrusted us with the truth that is in Christ Jesus. Truth is part of your very nature, and you hate falsehood. Father, you have commanded us not to bear false witness. So give us grace to speak only truth and to speak truth in love. Help us to guard the reputations of the people around us. Deliver us, Father, from the sin of gossip. Give us discernment to recognize gossip and to reject it. May our lips be full of the truth of the gospel. Father, bless us with opportunities to speak words of life to others throughout our week, this coming week. May the hope of the resurrection be in our hearts and on our faces and on our lips. Father, knowing the reality, the promise, the assured accomplishment of the resurrection of the body, Father, we ask for your blessing and comfort for the Waldrop family and the loss of Brian's brother. We ask that true gospel comfort would come to them from above, and that the reality of Christ's resurrection, Christ having conquered death, would be a great comfort and a hope to them. Father, we pray for those who are ministering the word in various places, and we think of Mike and Amy as they are spreading the word in Central Asia. Father, we ask that you would grant them opportunities to do that and direct their paths as they've been displaced from their original assignment and are having to regroup and go in a different direction. We ask that you would help them with the language training that they need and the strategies that they need to develop in this new place. We ask that through them the gospel would go forth. Father, we also want to pray for Covenant Presbyterian Church right here in Auburn. We ask, Father, that you would bless them as they enter into a time now with a brand new pastor. I believe even this morning may be his first day. And we ask, Father, that you would bless him, that you would strengthen him as he ministers the word to that body, and that they would receive it with thanksgiving and with faith, and that your people there would glorify the name of Christ. Father, we also pray for Gary Spooner as he continues to work at establishing a counseling ministry here in Auburn. Father, we also want to lift up our friends who are a part of the Association of Reformed Baptist Churches of America. Father, we understand that this body has been struggling recently and is facing some difficulties and controversies. We ask, Father, that as they meet for their General Assembly next week, we ask that you would grant them wisdom and grace and patience and clarity and hope with one another and in the truth of Scripture. Father, that they would be faithful to these things and that they would have an eye to the glory of Christ in the church and all that they do. May these things be worked out. And Father, we have many friends there, and we are like-minded in our doctrine with these churches, and so we especially are concerned, and we thank you, Father, for the way that this association has encouraged many churches in the past, and we ask that you would continue to use it in the lives of many congregations. Father, we also want to lift up Founders Ministries and ask that you would bless them as they publish books and whole conferences and help men with preparing and studying various truths through their online study center. And just ask, Father, that you would use this as a tool in your hand for the strengthening of churches. Father, we also want to lift up those who are in authority in the public sphere. And we pray this morning for Mayor Gary Fuller of Opelika and ask that you would grant him wisdom as he brings leadership to that city. Father, we ask for help and strength for leaders all over. And Father, we also pray especially this morning for the leaders of Indiana who are faced with a difficult controversy over religious freedom. And we ask, Father, that you would grant help in establishing and protecting religious freedom in a way that is compatible with Scripture and grace. Father, you have told us to pray that we would be able to live peaceable and quiet lives. And Father, it is so important that we be able to live out our convictions without government coercion. And so, Father, we ask for those things, that we would not come into conflict with the government in terms of our convictions. Father, we also want to lift up the opportunity that I have to speak on campus at a Keep Thinking event at the end of the month. Help me as I think through and prepare for that. And we ask that you would prepare those who are you have purposed to hear it, and that you would bring many in to hear and be helped through that. Father, we also rejoice with the Idsons in the birth of their son Andrew, and we ask that you would continue to help and strengthen them as they make these adjustments, and we thank you for your great gifts of life. Father, we also ask that you would bless us as we seek to honor the Lord through our own finances, and especially this morning as you call us to give joyfully, to give generously. We ask, Father, that you would move us to do that in such a way that you are glorified. And Father, may the work of the ministry be funded well so that the gospel can go forth and progress, and that Christ would be glorified. And we pray now, Father, as we come to the ministry of the word, that you would bless Pastor Paul with strength and courage and help from your Holy Spirit to proclaim the whole counsel of God to us. And Father, open our hearts to hear it. Strengthen your people. Call people to yourself who don't yet know the power of the resurrection of Christ and the hope that is found in him alone. And we ask, Father, that you would do a mighty work this morning through that. And we ask all these things in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please. Worthy of worship, worthy of praise, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all the glad songs we can sing, worthy of all of the offerings we bring. You are worthy, Father, Creator. You are worthy, Savior, Sustainer. You are worthy, worthy and wonderful, worthy of worship and praise. Worthy of reverence, worthy of fear, worthy of love and devotion, worthy of bowing and bending the knees, worthy of all this and added to these. You are worthy, Father, Creator. You are worthy, Savior, Sustainer. You are worthy, worthy and wonderful, worthy of worship and praise.
Mighty Father, Master and Lord, King of all kings and Redeemer. Our friend, Savior and source of our life without end, you are worthy, Father, Creator, you are worthy, Savior, Sustainer, you are worthy, worthy and wonderful, worthy of worship and praise.
Please be seated, would you?